Church St Gangolf. The parish church St Gangolf was built in 1752 to 1753 and is one of the most distinguished baroque churches in Lower Franconia. If you stand outside of it, you can already see the new red sandstone, which is typical for this region. As it is a soft material, you can hardly see any sharp edges along the walls. Now, please enter the church for further information. Inside the church, you will discover that the original plan was carried out perfectly by the architect. It was meant to be a special place, full of light and easy going, but it also shouldn't be too expensive. Therefore, a Baroque hall church was built with a nave, two aisles and big windows which let in a lot of light. When you look at the ceiling, you can see that the picture frame of the fresco isn't made of real gold, but just painted. On top of that, the six confessionals in the two aisles and the picture Maria with the child on the left side altar were added to the church afterwards. The floor plan of the church is symmetric. There are, for example, two pulpits, of which only the left one is used. Another speciality of this church are frescoes, which were already mentioned. They are situated above you and show the patron saints of the church, the Holy Gangolf and the Holy Sebastian. In the chancellerie, the area in front of the high altar, the attempted murder on Gangolf by his wife is shown, whereas the fresco in the nave shows scenes of the life of the Holy Sebastian. The high altar, out of marble, was built by George Schrantz from Mayence. The figures portray, left to right, the Holy Bonifacius, Sebastian, Martin, and Gangolf. Of course, the church St. Gangolf is not as important for Amorbach as the Abteikirche, but it has its special charm as well.